everyone. Welcome back to Fingers Crossed Podcast. I'm sorry, that was so chaotic. If you are a returning listener to Fingers Crossed, welcome back. Thank you so much for being here. And if you are a new listener, welcome. We are so glad you decided to check us out. Thank you for being here. And we're excited to get this episode underway. We're just hanging out today. It's chill. It's casual. We're going to take a personality test on the air and catch up about what's going on.
I feel like we've been talking a lot about personal growth and kind of like, you know, reading more, self-discovery in a way of like as you go through your 20s especially, and just learning about yourself and how you handle things, that I think a personality test is just overdue at this point. You know, like we are obsessed with them and we're obsessed with the entire personal growth journey that this could actually help you out with perhaps. So we're going to take it on air because I don't know. Personally, I think it's just fun to listen to people answer the questions and like see how they reason them, and especially taking it with your best friend. I think it'll be interesting to see, you know, what I might answer for myself, but you know, you might think something different or whatever, and just kind of having each other to like keep the other one in check, like have a little accountability of your answers.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny that you actually found one that we can do, because we've pretty much gone through all of the main ones.
Everyone under the sun.
All the way from like Enneagrams and love language and Myers-Briggs all the way to when will your wedding be based on your favorite cheese, you know, which we
mine's
did.
Still on my calendar. I'll have you know, I was talking about this with someone recently and I looked it up and it's still there, 2025. So mark your calendars, everyone.
I absolutely will. I'll put a date in my calendar.
Great. But yes, anyway, so we just wanted to do something chill because it's just a nice time of year to relax, honestly. I mean, when you are in stressful situations in life, like we're not going to here throw a really intense episode at you where you're digesting a lot of information. Like, we just want to make this like a relaxed hang out with us chat episode, and maybe take the quiz along with us. We're going to have it linked in the description of the episode. It is the Big Five personality test, which is actually a pretty popular one. I think I've heard about it a lot, and I've heard the words used a lot. If you haven't heard of it, it's like the conscientiousness, openness, extroversion one. So there's five qualities. Yeah, we'll get into it more later. We're going to get into our little intro first to catch up with you all, and then we'll go into the quiz. But just so you're aware of what's going on today, and
it's on Truity.com, spelled Truity.com, and it says on their little banner that 1,174,357 tests taken in the last 30 days. So it must be popular.
Wow. Amen. Anyway, it'll also be interesting to see how we compare with this, because it's not necessarily like a type indicator like a Myers-Briggs or an Enneagram where it just gives you like a, you are blue. Blue means this. Like, it's five different qualities and how highly you rank with each of them. So it's not, I don't know. I guess we'll see at the end of like what kind of product it gives us or like result to read. But I think it's more like fluid than a normal personality test. So it'll be interesting. So anyway, before that, catching up on life. I was telling Sierra when we got on the call, it feels like it's just been forever since we talked, even though we recorded an episode a week ago today. So it hasn't been that long. So hi, how you doing? How's life, Sierra?
It's life has been good. I was talking to Christy a little bit off the record before we hopped on to record, just kind of about like how I feel after leaving my last job. And I've been working at the tree lot again, as you guys know, for the last couple weeks. And honestly, I think I told you guys that my first day, I like had some weird feelings where I like, like some weird stuff came up where I was feeling very self-critical and self-doubtful. But it totally passed, and I've just been enjoying myself, and I've been having fun and, you know, doing my normal winter shenanigans there. And I, you know, feel like I'm the main character in a Hallmark rom-com, you know, wearing our little t-shirts and Santa hats and all that. So it's been fun, and I've been applying to jobs and kind of getting stuff prepared for the holidays. I was feeling a little stressed about holiday presents, but then I got a genius idea. You know me, I love handmade and crafty ideas.
Give us all your ideas, please.
Well, I can't say what it is until after Christmas. Well,
did you get me something that's this thing?
Yeah, it's what I'm doing for everybody.
Oh, okay. So you went with like a universal gift theme this year.
Yes, but they're personalized, but also universal. And okay. All my supplies, I'm doing this for probably 10 to 15 people. All my supplies for everything was under $20. So
wow, look at
this
you.
Is me doing budget Rifty ideas queen. this year, but I think people are going to really like them. I'm really excited. I say it's under $20, but I still need to get one component of it that will probably cost an additional like $10 to $15. But normally I would spend that much on one person's gift. So I'm very excited to...
You should be proud.
Yeah, a little bit different in crafty this year. Last year, my crafty idea was I made, during the pandemic, I got really into needle pointing and like embroidery. So I made like custom embroidery hoops for a few of my different friends. So,
I still have mine. It's in my kitchen. It says Iowa or bust. If you remember way back in the early days of Fingers Crossed when that popped up. But yes,
yeah,
Iowa or bust.
I was having a lot of fun with those. And what's great about it is towards the end of my time working at the tree lot, most people had gotten their trees already. So I was just sitting at the cashier's station, just, you know, bored or like, you know, needing something to, and I could just do my little needle point sitting at the cashier's desk until somebody came along and I got to make my Christmas presents at work. So that was really nice.
Killing two birds with one stone, or as the vegans like to say, feeding two birds with one
scone. That will never not be funny. I loved that. That was a list of PETA made like alternate animal friendly quotes. Yes. What were some of the other ones?
Oh, I don't even remember.
I will have to look.
That's
them
the only
up.
One that stuck with me was the scone.
Feed two birds with one scone.
Because yeah, some of them didn't even rhyme, so it's like not as catchy. But yeah, that one really someone knocked it out of the park with that.
But
idea.
What if the birds are gluten free?
Well, then they're not really birds, are they?
I don't know. Anyway,
have you seen the meme or like the fake movement called "Birds Aren't Real"? It's like a bunch of, I saw it on, I think Washington Post recently posted on Instagram, like a recap of it, just kind of, you know, sharing some pictures and talking about it. But it's basically like a Gen Z parody of misinformation online, where they have this entire movement that they've built, like saying that birds are, you know, government planted drones that are just spying on us. And obviously, like, they know it's fake. Like, no one actually believes it. Maybe they do. But they're just trying to, like, show how misinformation can spread, essentially. So they've had literal like giant protests and people like holding signs, and they have merch that's like "birds aren't real."
That's so funny.
It's pretty funny.
There's actually a crow that's outside our apartment that I really don't think is real. Like, I should be a part of this. I think it is, because its caw does not sound like a regular bird. It sounds like a bird on low battery that needs to have its batteries changed. And so it's like, like, it doesn't make any sense. And it's always in the same place. And it once dropped a cup of ranch dressing at Jason's feet from a power line. So it just seems like a highly...
From a power line?
So it was sitting on top of a power line.
With a cup of ranch dressing?
Like a sealed, like, ranch dressing cup, like, from a restaurant, like Domino's. And it dropped it from the power line at Jason's feet. And he just looked up and there's a ranch dressing just dropped by this crow.
I'm sorry. This crow is a paid actor by Hidden Valley Ranch, everyone. Like,
this literally marketed by Domino's. Yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah, so anyway, birds are real, except for that one crow at Sierra's house.
Yeah,
that the Lakes Ranch. So,
yeah,
you'll have to investigate for us. Really,
the weird
really
government
that
ranch
one.
Crow.
The ranch crow. Love that for you. Anyway, so yeah,
tell
that's
me,
what Gen Z is up
yeah,
to.
Yeah, that's what I'm up to is the ranch crow and my tree lot and making homemade Christmas gifts. But
yeah,
tis the how about you?
Season. My week has been great. It's actually been really chill. My boss had the week off, so it was just like me working in New York. Because we only have a 2-person office in New York. And so it was different just because like my entire, you know, work so far has been like very closely related to hers because I'm the assistant. So it's like, it was different, but like kind of exciting to just be on my own and like making decisions and stuff. And
nice.
Yeah, it was very chill. I like worked it from some coffee shops. Not that I couldn't do that normally, but for some reason, like I just felt more freedom to like during my lunch break, walk to a coffee shop and do that. And it was just nice to switch it up. And a few of my childhood friends from Oregon, who are like from the Oregon coast with me, they were in New York and they had never been before. So I spent most of last weekend with them and it
aww.
Was so much fun. We did so many fun things and it was just great to catch up with them. Like we were at the bar singing songs from our old Catholic school and like, you
oh
know how
gosh.
It's fun to just like, you know, harmless gossip about people that you both used to know or something, just things that
yeah.
you like forget about or things that you don't ever talk about or would have no reason to talk about with like your city friends or whatever. Like it's just nice to reconnect with people and like catch up and it was great. So
that's
trying
awesome.
To convince them to move here. Yeah, it was a lot of fun and it was just really a refreshing week overall. Like it was the week before with work was kind of crazy, so it was nice to have like a little bit of a more chill time and then yeah I get to spend time with friends. I did a lot of Christmassy things this week and I'm trying to soak in as much of the Christmassy New York as I can because I am leaving less than a week from now, on Thursday, I'm going to my friend's birthday party in California, and then I'm going home. So I have 6 days left to enjoy Christmas in New York, so we're going to make the most of it. But anyway, yeah.
Wow, that's so exciting. I've always wanted to go to Christmas in New York.
We talked about this last week. It didn't
happen this year or last year, but I've always wanted to do it and do, like, the window shopping and see the displays and all that. And
I think you would absolutely love it. I think we should make it a goal for next year.
Yeah, I would love that. Or also to see the ball drop, but not ever from the ground, but, like, you know, invest in, like, a hotel room that overlooks it to be able to.
Maybe if you book it for 6 years from now, you might be able to get a decent price or a room that's available.
Well, I know I saw the freaking Margaritaville Hotel, which does have views of it.
Only like $5,000 a night.
Well, they have a rooftop party that's like views the ball and stuff.
I didn't know that.
It's $900 to get into the party. And that doesn't even include your room and board. It's literally just, you can be a guest of the hotel and still pay $900 to go to the Margaritaville rooftop party.
Damn. I mean, it's probably one of the best views in the city. That's for sure.
But I'm sure.
The thing is like, even if you did that, you'd be trapped in that hotel for a good like 24 hours on either end. Like that place is a mess at that time.
Yeah.
Like you wouldn't want to leave. So anyway, again, New Year's plans aside. Actually, do you know what you're doing for New Year's? We haven't talked about this.
No, I don't. We'll be back from our travels because we're going to Vegas for my family and then San Diego for Jason's family for, you know, across the holiday spread. But we should be back in town, I think, on the 29th. So cool.
I think that's when I'm coming back here, too.
Nice.
We were going to do something like go upstate or something and get a cabin. Or we were going to like, I don't know. New York is kind of like crazy for New Year's, like it's a very New Year's spot, and so a lot of things are like really ticketed events that aren't even like worth that much that you're paying. So I think we might just, my friend just moved to Dumbo and she has a really cool rooftop, a couple of them live together, and so I think we might just have like a house party at their place and then like watch the fireworks and stuff from the rooftop, which is
New Year's
ideal.
House party sound ideal. If someone's having a good one, invite me because I want to.
I feel like that's
one.
Like mid to late 20s, that's all you want to do is just hang out with your friends at a house party.
I hate clubs. Like I used to love them when I was, I do not like clubs anymore.
No,
I can't do clubs.
It's just, I like bars and like dancing and being around new people, but not all the time.
Like, I do too, and I also like going to bars between like 7 and 9:30. Like I'm sorry, but like I like being home by midnight. So like a New Year's party where I'm like at a friend's house where it's safe and I know people, like that.
Yeah,
that sounds
like
my ideal.
15-minute bus from where I live, so
yeah,
it's pretty easy. Yeah. So we'll see.
It should be a really fun bus ride home. Just the people watching of the people on the bus.
Well, I don't even know because it's in Dumbo. So it's in Brooklyn still. So I don't even think I'll be going into Manhattan on New Year's. But anyway, things could change. You never know. But that's the loose plans. So
fun.
And also speaking of their apartment, we're going tomorrow. And I'm saying this because I need your ideas. Actually, by the time this podcast is up, it's going to be over. Damn it. But maybe you'll have some ideas here. We're doing a holiday themed cocktail competition tomorrow. And I have no idea what I'm going to make. I want to do something pepperminty, but I feel like that's pretty stereotypical, like a peppermint espresso martini or something like that.
Well, I can tell you what I made one year that turned out really good, and it was peppermint. It was so you crush up candy canes, you put them in a Ziploc and then smash them up, and then you get those plastic champagne flutes that are golden sparkly and you make rims. So you like put the peppermint
candy cane
on
rim.
The rim. Yeah. And then I did the almond champagne with peppermint schnapps and made it like a peppermint mimosa kind of a thing. And they turned out really good.
Wait, that's kind of fun. I don't think I've heard of that one. Using champagne with peppermint. That could be good. Maybe I'll try that. I can't
do
almond,
a taste
but...
test. You also, because the almond champagne has the best flavor, but obviously you can't do that because
I've never
nuts,
heard
but...
of almond champagne. I mean, not that I'd be in the market for it, but
it has like a richer flavor that's a little bit sweeter, personally.
Okay.
I don't know. It's hard to explain. But you could
I'll
try
look
that.
For a version of that online and see what I
can find. You could even try putting a drop of red food coloring in to make them red, or
like edible glitter or something to go over the
or
top.
Or you could do chocolate and make it a chocolate peppermint mimosa. You could like experiment and see what comes out.
Interesting.
The glittery champagne flutes with the peppermint rim, they turned out so pretty.
Oh, that's fun. Where'd you get those? Do you remember?
I think I got them at Target or Party City. Both places have them. Oh, and I think what I did to make the peppermint stick was I melted dark chocolate when it was hot. I dipped it into the peppermint.
Okay. Well, my friend said that she's providing glasses, so I don't know that I'll need to bring my own glasses, but I could if I wanted to go a step up. So
It's also hard, though, because you can't transport them in a car. Like, you'd have to carry them.
Yeah, that's true. On the bus.
Can you imagine you, like, show with, like, this party tray of, like, peppermint mimosas? Like, hey, don't mind me, guys.
But honestly, like, that's literally holidays in New York, is people bringing, like, giant, you know, trays of food to a Friendsgiving on the subway.
Someone's got, like, a massive bowl of mashed potatoes.
Yeah, a lot of times people will take a cab if they have, like, big things like that. But I would be the person on the bus with a giant tray of champagne, so... Anyway, I'm going to make the drinks there, so I'm not going to have that pre-assembled.
Oh, but another one that we've done is doing, like, a hot cider mm-hmm. with, like, a spiced rum with a cinnamon stick. Mm-hmm, and, like, you could do, like a clove. I know those go over really well. Right. Hot drinks are so fun when it's cold.
But I do think that might have more of a risk of having someone else do something similar because, spiced cider is pretty popular. But they are good for a reason. So I'm trying to think of something creative. And I haven't heard of mimosa peppermint, so I might look into that. So
yeah.
Thank you. But yes, that's tomorrow. So I'll let you know after. I'll send pictures. Maybe I'll post them on the fingers crossed story of how they turn out. And if I school well. My friend was like, well, me and my boyfriend took a holiday cocktail class, mixology class last year. So you're all going down. I was like, fuck. I'm definitely gonna fail.
Do they find that on Groupon? That sounds like something you'd find on Groupon.
Again, probably. New York has every sort of class and thing that you didn't know that you needed to know. So now you know. Holiday mixology class in New York somewhere.
Wow. I'm gonna think about this. If I think of something great in the next day or two, I'll text you. When's your party?
It's tomorrow night. So I need to get something tomorrow, basically, because I don't have time today. Or I guess I could. Well, I'll do some looking. I'll pop into the store tomorrow. We'll figure it out, and we're gonna turn it around quick. So,
Sounds great.
Yeah, it should be fun though. It's not even like a formal party; it's just kind of like us making drinks, and then we'll probably pregame and just go out or whatever. But I'm not really going to any like formal holiday parties this year. Are you? Do you have any?
No,
like, party
I'm not.
Parties?
I'm not either. I had last year. We had a small one, and then the year before I had like three, but maybe people are just kind of overwhelmed with the holidays this year. They're trying to visit family or whatever, or maybe just no one invited me because I'm not popular.
I feel like office parties are a huge thing. Because my office, they're doing a party at the like headquarters, but because I'm just like in the New York office, that's two of us, like we're not doing a party, but I don't know. Anyway. So, yeah, that's what's going on. Now we have a very exciting segment for you all. I'm so pumped to take this test. Also, because good. I think it's just good to know these things about yourself. So we're going to go through and read it for you all. Again, link will be in the show notes if you want to follow along with us. And this episode, ladies and gentlemen, is sponsored by one of our favorites, which is HelloFresh. And if you don't know HelloFresh, where you been? We talk about them all the time. We love them. They're a meal kit delivery service. They offer you fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes, which is fun, delivered right to your doorstep. So you can skip the grocery store trips or trying to plan things out or stress about recipes and all of that and just count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. So that's why they're America's number one meal kit. So we love them because the holidays can be hectic and HelloFresh helps you keep things simple and just kind of like less stress because they have recipes that cut back on the meal prep and cleanup. So you can just spend less time in the kitchen and more quality time with your friends, with your family, with whoever you're spending time with around the holidays, which we love. They have such good recipes, you guys. Every time I get a new one, I'm like dying because it's just always delicious. They have recipes like balsamic and fig beef tenderloin or pecan crusted salmon. They make holiday meals feel special without the high cost of dining out or delivery.
So the box that I got recently, I think, were some of the three best meals of all time. They were some of their favorites. It included, you said you love them too. One was the firecracker meatballs. Oh, one was so the good. Pork, either like the lime cilantro pork tacos with the chipotle mayonnaise that was so good. And then the other one was the mashed potatoes with chicken and mushroom. And honestly, like, all of those were 10 out of 10. Jason and I shared them and made them together. And every single time we were like, this is the best. This is the best. So we just love HelloFresh. And as I've said before, not only are we having delicious food, but it's a really fun activity to do together. And it feels like a date night. And we both get to be hands-on and helping out and follow the recipe cards. So we love HelloFresh. And we know that you guys will too.
So you can go to HelloFresh.com/fingerscrossed14 and use code fingerscrossed14 for up to 14 free meals and 3 free gifts, which is amazing. So again, just go to HelloFresh.com/fingerscrossed14 and use our code, which is fingerscrossed14. You'll get up to 14 free meals and 3 gifts. Check it out.
I wonder what the gifts are. That's exciting. So I'm going to read you the description of it. It says,
please,
the big five personality traits, and take this test to see exactly how you score for openness, conscientiousness, extroversion, agreeableness, and neuroticism. So those are the big five with this scientific personality assessment.
And then at the end, we'll probably go into a little more detail about what each of those means, so you guys get more of a picture, because, you know, neuroticism could mean different things to different people when you hear that right off the bat, but we'll see what they define it as. So here we go. The first one is, I have a kind word for everyone. And there's five options of answering, from inaccurate, neutral, and accurate, and then two in-betweens. So I would say I do have a kind word for everyone, but not super strong. I would say I'm like one above neutral, because I do like to see the good in people, but I'm also like, I won't do that just for the sake of being nice.
Yeah, I put the same. I put the four.
Yeah, I feel like that's a good answer.
Next is, I'm always prepared. I'm going to put the four for myself.
I'm going to put the two, which is slightly inaccurate.
Perfect.
I feel comfortable around people. I would say we both are pretty comfortable around people. I'm going to say accurate.
I put the four because sometimes I get anxious in public. But okay. I love being around people. Just sometimes like big groups of people, I get anxious. But
yeah, fair.
Okay, next. I often feel blue. I'm going to put...
I don't think I feel blue more than normal. I'm going to put slightly less than neutral. I'm going to say a little less.
That's what I said too.
Okay, good. I believe in the importance of art. I'm going to say accurate.
I did too. Accurate.
Okay. This one we don't have to say our answers out loud, because we don't want judgment.
I feel I am better than other people. It's an interesting, that's such a layered question. Like at ice skating or like in life?
Or just like a general sense of superiority.
Hmm.
But I feel like you have to answer it super honestly, too, because sometimes if you think about it just like briefly, instantly, you just be like, oh, no, I never think I'm better than anyone. And then you look at it a little more, you're like, maybe sometimes I do feel that. And then sometimes you're like, no, I definitely feel worse than other people a lot. You know what I mean? Like, it changes, too, I think.
I'm going to put neutral. I'm going to say my answer. I'm putting neutral. Ooh, because I don't think that I'm worse than other people, but I don't think I'm better necessarily. Like it varies. Like, I feel like I'm...
But also, it doesn't even mean talents necessarily. Like, it doesn't mean more talented than other people. It could just, it's so vague. Yeah.
I'm putting neutral.
Okay. I avoid taking on a lot of responsibility. Ooh, interesting. I don't know. I don't think I avoid it, but also.
I put the full inaccurate because I take on a lot.
Okay. I'm going to put the.
I often take on too much.
I'm going to put the one right above inaccurate. So like slightly inaccurate. I make friends easily. I would say accurate for me, but also like I don't feel the need to be friends with everyone, you know, like I am also selective with friends sometimes. So like, I don't think that I just, you know, make friends with everyone willy nilly. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I don't think that's what they're saying. I think they're just saying like,
it's easy to get along with you.
Do you have an easy time making friends if you're like in a new place? Like, do you find yourself making friends quickly? Okay.
Well, then I guess I would say accurate.
Yeah.
What about
you?
Next
one. There are many. I said accurate as well. Okay. Next one says, there are many things that I do not like about myself.
I'm going to say slightly accurate. I feel like everyone has insecurities.
Yeah, of course.
I'm interested in the meaning of things. Super accurate for me.
Yeah, same. Otherwise, why would we have a personal growth podcast? Yeah. I treat everyone with kindness and sympathy. I'm going to say one less than accurate.
Yeah, I was going to say the same. I feel like I'm not like the nicest, sweetest person in the entire world. But
really?
I mean, well. I get chores done right away. Well, I guess I don't. I'm going to say neutral, actually. Because I'm looking at my suitcase my suitcase is still unpacked from when I went home for Thanksgiving. But also, like, I get things done instantly a lot of the time, like laundry and dishes and stuff.
Do you want to know the best way for me to get chores done is when I have something else to do? Like, if I've got an essay to write or I've got a job application to do, then I'll do all my chores first.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
This one says, I'm skilled in handling social situations. I'm going to put accurate.
I am also saying that. I'm often troubled by negative thoughts. I'm going to say inaccurate.
I'm going to say one less than accurate, but somewhat accurate.
I enjoy going to art museums. Ooh, accurate for me.
I'm going to say one less than accurate. I like them, but I don't love them. Like, I like them.
Yeah, there you go. That's one lesson accurate.
I accept people the way they are. This is something I'm constantly striving to do better at. One lesson accurate, though I wish it was fully accurate.
I don't know what I would say. I feel like I do. Like, I don't often, like, try and change people or, like, think that they need to... Yeah, I guess because I'm thinking, like, if I just came across someone and we didn't vibe, I wouldn't try and change anything, but I would kind of, like, walk away. But I think that's still accepting them for who they are. I'm just kind of, like, accepting that we're not meant to be. Okay, I'm going to say...
I'm accepting that I hate them.
Do you think accurate is too strong for me? I don't know. What
no,
do you think?
I don't think so.
Okay. It's important to me that people are on time. I'm going to say slightly less inaccurate. Be honest.
I'm going to say the same. It's important to me that people are on time. But
like, not yourself.
Well, I'm working on it.
Okay, sorry. I didn't mean to jab you like
that. No, it's okay. It's like, I get it, though. Like, how can I be irritated when someone's late when I'm late all the time? Like, but yet I still am. I'm going to be honest. So.
Okay, I'm the life of the party. I'm going to say one less inaccurate.
I'm going to say accurate because I always don't stop talking. My moods change easily. I'm going to say accurate.
I'm going to say inaccurate for me.
I have a vivid imagination.
Accurate.
Yes, same. Next step.
The next. I wonder if these are like categorized somehow or just.
Yeah, they might be.
It doesn't say. I take care of other people before taking care of myself. Ooh, I would say neutral about that. Not that I don't care for other people, but I don't think I'm one of those people that like to my own detriment is like. I don't know. I feel like you are way more, you know, conscious of other people before yourself in some ways than I am.
Yeah. Also something I'm working on. I would say 3 or 4 years ago, I definitely would have put like highly accurate, but I'd say now I'm going to say somewhat less accurate.
Than. Okay.
I make plans and stick to them. I'm going to say somewhat inaccurate. I'm very bad at sticking to goals and plans I set.
See, I'm torn on this one because I'm not a huge plan maker, but when I say I'm going to do something, I do it and like follow through with it. So
like, are you the kind of person like, okay, I'm going to do my dishes at 3 o'clock and get ready at 3:45 and then you stick to it?
Yeah, I would say so. Like when I make commitments to myself, I always follow through on them. I mean,
then I would say accurate.
Okay. But I'm just not a big planner is the thing. Like I don't make solid plan. You know what I mean?
I think it's saying when you make plans, do you stick to
them?
That's
then
how
that's accurate.
That's how I read it.
I don't like to draw attention to myself. Inaccurate. I'll say slightly less than inaccurate, but.
Yeah, same.
We are slightly attention whores in different ways. Okay. Yeah.
I often feel anxious about what could go wrong. I'm going to say accurate.
I'm going to say inaccurate for me. I enjoy hearing new ideas. Accurate.
Yeah, same. I start arguments just for the fun of it. Christy, this question was made for you.
Accurate.
I'm going to say slightly inaccurate because I don't like arguing. I used to, but not anymore.
I always make good use of my time. I'm going to say I lean towards yes, but I'm going to go slightly less than accurate because
I'm saying slightly inaccurate because I don't always.
I think you're slightly inaccurate.
I might even be generous. I might be fully inaccurate on that. Like I'll have 3 hours to do something and I spend 2 hours on my phone and then half an hour crafting.
I think you're inaccurate. I'm sorry.
Okay, fine. Jason would agree. He would also say, I don't make good use of my time. I have a lot to say. Accurate.
Accurate. I often worry that I'm not good enough. That's a broad question also. I'm going to say neutral, actually. I think I've struggled with that a lot more in the past, but
I'm going to say slightly accurate.
Okay.
Or somewhat accurate, I guess. I am not interested in abstract ideas.
Extremely inaccurate for me.
Yeah, same.
I think in a lot of abstract ideas.
Me too, because that's like symbolic thought and
and that's also our personality types because we're both intuitives.
Yeah.
I criticize other people. I am going to say, I don't want to say fully inaccurate because like I'm human and we all do it, but I'm going to say slightly less than inaccurate because I don't think I'm very critical.
I'm going to say slightly accurate. I wish I wasn't, but it's again something I'm working on.
Self-awareness. There we go. This is the personal growth comes from confronting things, you know?
Yeah.
I find it difficult to get to work. It depends. I'm going to say slightly accurate just because I procrastinate.
I'm going to say fully accurate because I procrastinate and don't make good use of my time.
There you go. Self-awareness is really going out there.
Yeah, she is.
I stay in the background. Slightly less than inaccurate.
Same. Wow, we are the same. I keep saying the same thing. I seldom feel blue.
I'm going to say slightly accurate because I do have a lot of toxic positivity tendencies, as we've talked about, but I'm still
I'm going to say human. Slightly inaccurate because I don't seldom feel blue, but I don't feel blue all the time.
Yeah, then that's a fair assessment. Yeah.
I do not like art. Inaccurate.
How sad would it be if you're just like, yeah, art, ew.
Yeah, gross.
I stop what I'm doing to help other people. It depends on the situation.
For me, I'm saying fully accurate. If someone needs help and I can stop and help, I always will.
Yeah. I think it depends. I think it depends. I think I'm going to say slightly accurate, but not fully accurate. I change my plans frequently. I'm going to say slightly accurate.
I'm going to say accurate.
I don't talk a lot.
Inaccurate.
I'm saying slightly less than inaccurate because I feel like I'm... It depends on who I'm with, too.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not always a talker to every person. I feel comfortable with myself.
I feel proud to say accurate on this one.
Aw, you go, girl. I'm going to say slightly less than accurate. I feel like in a lot of ways, yes, but sometimes not.
Yeah, we're still working on things. Yes. I avoid philosophical discussions. Inaccurate.
Okay. Oh, this is a little bit different. It says rate each word according to how well it describes you. Based on your ratings, on how you really are, not how you would like to be. Okay. Nice. The first one is original. And I do think... I'm a little bit of a basic bitch.
I keep thinking of the Sheryl Crow. You're an original baby.
Oh, okay.
Like
go
we've
off.
Never seen before.
I don't know, actually. This is harder to answer than I thought. Because I'd like to think, I do think it's more of an idealized answer that I am original and unique and everything. Because everyone wants to be, you know, unique and different. But I don't think it's a no either. Like, I do think I have a lot of...
I think you are original. We're too weird to be normal, Christy.
That's true. Okay, I'll say slightly accurate.
I'm going to say accurate. I think I'm a basic bitch, but I feel very original.
Yeah, you are. You are very quirky. You're the only bitch I know that can unicycle, so right there.
You know, right? It's the quirky and relatable.
Okay, next.
Systematic.
Oh, automatic, systematic. It's not even part of the song.
Wow, do we have a song for every one of these? I'm going to say inaccurate for me. I do not
think
I'm
a
systematic person.
Systematic either. I think I can have systems, but I don't really operate that way. So I'm going to say slightly inaccurate. Shy. I'm going to say inaccurate. I don't really think I'm shy.
Yeah, me too. Soft-hearted.
Aw, inaccurate.
I'm going to say somewhat accurate.
Yeah, I see that. Tense. Inaccurate for me.
I'm going to say somewhat accurate, unfortunately.
That's okay.
A bit of a tense person.
Inquisitive. I think I'm very inquisitive, personally. I'm
yeah, same. Accurate. Forgetful. I'm going to say slightly accurate.
I don't think I am actually that forgetful. I'm going to say slightly inaccurate. Reserved.
I'm going to say inaccurate. I am an oversharer through and through. Yeah. I'm not very reserved.
I'm going to say neutral, actually, because I think it does depend. Like, I'm not shy, but I am, like, more reserved about, like, what I share.
Which, yeah, that makes sense.
Agreeable. I think I'm agreeable in the sense that I, like, get along with people easily, but I do have my own opinions. Agreeable is kind of context dependent, too.
Maybe you're neutral. I think I'm one pass neutral towards accurate.
Yeah. Like, I don't worry about, like, making sure that I'm agreeable to everyone, but I also think I'm not, like... too abrasive where
no,
I must
yeah.
be right.
Yeah, for sure.
Nervous. I'm going to say inaccurate. I don't really think I'm very nervous. What about you?
I'm going to say neutral. I'm kind of nervous, kind of not.
Okay. Creative.
I think I'm creative. I'm going to put accurate.
Okay. I'm going to put slightly less than accurate. Because I think sometimes, but not. I'm not like a super creative person. Self-disciplined.
I'm going to put somewhat inaccurate. I wish I was more self-disciplined, but I'm not.
I'm going to say slightly accurate. Not fully, but outgoing. I think we're both outgoing.
Accurate, yeah. Charitable.
I feel like I could definitely be better about this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to go with neutral.
I think I'm going to put somewhat accurate. Moody. I'm also going to put somewhat accurate.
I'm going to put inaccurate. Imaginative. These are just like the ones we answered in a different way.
Yeah. I'm say accurate for imaginative.
Yeah. I'm going to say slightly accurate. Organized. I'm going to put slightly accurate.
Yeah, me too. Somewhat accurate. Talkative. Accurate.
Yes. I'll say slightly accurate. Humble. Oh, that's so hard to answer about yourself.
Be humble. Sit down.
I don't know. I don't know what to say. I'm going to say slightly accurate. Like, I do, like, think that I am, but...
I'm going to say neutral. I just don't really know. That one's hard.
Okay. Pessimistic. I'm going to say inaccurate.
I'm going to say somewhat inaccurate. Next, page.
Oh, now this is just, like, information about us to collect, probably for their percentages or whatever. So your age, gender, etc.
Oh, it's called OCEAN, or it's the acronym is OCEAN for openness, conscientiousness, extroversion, agreeableness, neuroticism.
Okay, are we ready for our percentages?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Yes. My open, or actually let's start with what's your highest one?
Openness.
Me too, 94%.
Mine's 98.
Damn, look at you, open ass bitch. Okay, second one.
Is the E, the extroversion.
Me too, 83%.
Ooh, mine's 94.
Wow, you're really high up there. Okay, next.
My next is the A for agreeableness, which I have 69.
Okay, mine is, after that is C, which is, they're very close together. Nice conscientiousness is 58%. And then my agreeableness is 56%. So just behind that.
My conscientiousness is my lowest. That one is 35%. Oh, but says...
That's
the conscientiousness describes a person's ability to exercise self-discipline and control in order to pursue their goals. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
My lowest one... Oh, sorry. Go on.
I was going to say, it doesn't mean conscientiousness for others. It means for yourself, which makes more sense to me.
My lowest one is neuroticism. It's only 17%.
17?
Yeah.
Why is mine 62.5? What does that mean?
I think it's because you answered like the nervous and the like negative thoughts.
Like self doubt.
That's neuroticism. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we'll read now the descriptions of all of them. So our first few are like consistent though. Like we both are very open and what is the second? Oh, extroverted. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's a lot of our like personality things that we have in common that matches up. Like, we're both extroverts and intuitive and that whole thing. Like, I think that makes a lot of sense with, like, the traits that we do share and other, you know, personality tests and stuff. Okay, so should we start by talking about openness?
Yeah.
And then we'll switch back and forth. So yeah. I'll read openness. Openness describes a person's tendency to think in abstract, complex ways. High scorers tend to be creative, adventurous, and intellectual. They enjoy planning with ideas and discovering novel experiences. Low scorers tend to be practical, conventional, and focused on the concrete. They tend to avoid the unknown and follow traditional ways. Openness is strongly related to a person's interest in art and culture. People who are high in openness tend to enjoy the arts and seek out unusual, complex forms of self-expression. People who are low in openness are often suspicious of the arts and prefer to focus on practical pursuits.
I am suspicious of the arts.
Suspicious.
The next one is conscientiousness, which is the one that I scored the least in, 35%. And this says, conscientiousness describes a person's ability to exercise self-discipline and control in order to pursue their goals. High scorers are organized and determined and are able to forego immediate gratification for the sake of long-term achievement. Low scorers are impulsive and easily sidetracked. That is me. The concept of conscientiousness focuses on a dilemma we all face. Shall I do what feels good now, or instead do what is less fun but will pay off in the future? Some people are more likely to choose fun in the moment and thus are low in conscientiousness. Others are more likely to work doggedly towards their goals and thus are high in this trait.
Next is extroversion. Extroversion describes a person's inclination to seek stimulation from the outside world, especially in the form of attention from other people. Extroverts engage actively with others to earn friendship, admiration, power, status, excitement, and romance. Introverts, on the other hand, conserve their energy and do not work as hard to earn these social rewards. Extroversion seems to be related to the emotional payoff a person gets when achieving a goal. When everyone expresses victories in life, it seems that extroverts are especially thrilled by these victories, especially when they earn the attentions of others. Getting a promotion, finding a new romance, or winning an award are all likely to bring an extrovert great joy. In contrast, introverts do not experience as much of a high from social achievements.
The next is agreeableness, which I scored 69% on. And that is, agreeableness describes a person's tendency to put others' needs ahead of their own and to cooperate rather than compete with others. People who are high in agreeableness experience a great deal of empathy and tend to get pleasure out of serving and taking care of others. They are usually trusting and forgiving. People who are low in agreeableness tend to experience less empathy and put their own concern ahead of others. Low scorers are often described as hostile, competitive, and antagonistic. They tend to have more conflictual relationships and often fall out with people.
Okay.
What was your score on that one? Mine was 69.
Mine was 58.
Gotcha.
So like mid score, yeah.
Yeah.
And the last one is neuroticism. So neuroticism describes a person's tendency to experience negative emotions, including fear, sadness, anxiety, guilt, and shame. While everyone experiences these emotions from time to time, some people are more prone to them than others. This trait can be thought of as an alarm system. People experience negative emotions as a sign that something is wrong in the world. You may be in danger, so you feel fear. Or you may have done something morally wrong, so you feel guilty. However, not everyone has the same reaction to a given situation. High neuroticism scorers are more likely to react to a situation with fear, anger, sadness, and the like. Low neuroticism scorers are more likely to brush off their misfortune and move on. Interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting, because usually people use neurotic as such a diss, like, or it's an insult.
Or like,
know?
A type A is how I've thought about it. Neurotic. I mean, maybe, yeah, I like know the wrong. Yeah, like obsessive, or like details.
With details. And I guess I think people use it broadly, because I also heard like, oh, they're, you know, a neurotic person is someone who's like, you know, it's always kind of said as like an insult. But like, I think it goes beyond that, because people's brains are wired differently to look at things differently.
So. Yeah, that's what we talked about in our episode where we touched on, what was it? Oh, the gratitude one, where we talked about like more people are just like more prone to the negative versus not, which I think is very true, which can be like a, you know, brain chemistry thing or a personality thing too, it seems like. So.
Ooh, if you score down to the bottom, there's more. There's your personality patterns that say your core patterns and your different things.
Oh, yeah. So it compares your openness compared to other people. So my openness was 94% and the average is 58%. Wow.
Interesting.
Especially because both of us were super high in that one.
Yeah. The next is the core pattern. It says, this circumplex describes the essential role you take on in approaching the world. This role is a reflection of your core values and motivations, as well as the way you think about things. My highest category is the empathic idealist, uses insight and creativity to help others, thinks about how the world could be a better and more beautiful place. The next is practical caretaker. Helps other people in practical everyday ways, uses established institutions to maintain stability and security. Then my small one, but not the smallest, is analytical thinker. Solves logical problems with rational, complex analysis, thinks about innovative ways to improve systems. And then the very tiny, tiny bubble is the logical mechanic, ensures accuracy and efficiency in logical systems, uses proven methods to accomplish real-world goals. Yeah, that doesn't really sound like me. So yeah, I feel like that makes sense.
Mine is the exact same.
Perfect.
Every single one.
Well, I mean, I think it's interesting to see where we line up, because, you know, we do have differences in certain things, but like, you know, our zodiac is very similar, and then our Myers-Briggs is mostly half. Similar or half.
Yeah, because yeah, we're both EN, but then I'm TP and you're FJ.
Oh yeah, okay.
But that makes sense with, like, the extroversion and the intuitiveness. Like, they play into a lot of these things, it sounds like. Like, the empathic idealist, you know, using insight and creativity to help others, how the world could be a better place. Like, yeah, I think we both identify with that. But our methods of that are also super different. Like, we both – I think that's, you know, why we get along so well is, like, while we might have differences in, like, details or, like, how we operate day-to-day or, you know – how we interact with people, but our overall goals and like values and, you know, just like a lot is aligned with us, I think, like in big picture ways, which is sometimes I think people get caught up in a lot of friendships where like they're day to day or they might have little things in common that they think is what makes a friendship, but then they find out that like big picture values or things like they do conflict and then they have a hard time with that. But I think there's a lot of value in having like the little things and having complementary differences in a friendship. But also you like align on a grand scale of things too. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's not like every friendship, but just like a pattern I've noticed.
Yeah. I think we're pretty great friends too.
Anyway, there's a huge page of this. It just keeps going down. There's other things like your inner life. How does your mind work? What do you value? So I'll definitely read into this more later, and then you can like unlock a full report. You have to probably subscribe or pay or something like that, but they give you a little tidbit of everything, and then they have a bunch of reviews. So yeah, very interesting, different way of looking at personalities and kind of just like overall big characteristics and how much of them you exhibit.
It seems like more broad than some other ones that go like really, really in depth.
Right, because it doesn't give you a type. You're just kind of like, this is how you rank.
These are your percentages.
Things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I do think it's really important to be honest on this, because if you're not honest, then you're not actually learning anything.
Yeah. And I think everyone, you know, I think goes on their own journey with like when you are self-aware or not, or like, I don't know. I feel like
to be honest. Yeah.
Yeah. Like 5 years ago, if I took this, it might have looked different, or like,
yeah, same.
I don't know. But anyway, cool.
Yeah.
That's fun. I enjoyed
that. That was fun.
It was fun to like go through the questions and stuff too.
Yeah, if there are other personality tests that y'all want to send us to take on air, send them our way, because we're running out of personality tests. But I'm sure they're going to keep making more. Or we'll just take some more silly BuzzFeed quizzes and call it a day.
It would be interesting to see too, like how you could fit this in to, you know, if you realize that you are very high on neuroticism or something and you don't want to be that way, like how that might exhibit in your life or like inhibit you in your decision making or something, and just kind of like looking at, you know, what you could work on in yourself. Or if you wish you were more open or something like that, you realize like, oh, I scored below average on this, but I really, you know, would like to be that way, or like my ideal self is a very open person or want to be more extroverted. I mean, some of these things I feel like would be harder to kind of like work on than others, but I think it would be good just in like when you're honest, taking stock of where you're at, and if you wanted to like work towards being more or less of one of these, it could be a good way to kind of just like, you know, check in with yourself.
Absolutely.
See what's going on. But yeah, that was ours. So hope you enjoyed listening. I think it's just fun to hear how people answer and like, you know, debating with their friends of like, actually, I think you're more of this or whatever. And it's just,
well, I'm glad we can be honest with each other. I mean, that's nice that we're not like taking offense to things.
Of course. I'm secretly really offended. No,
I feel like it takes a lot to offend you. You're usually not a very offendable person.
No, I really don't get offended because I just don't take things personally, honestly. And I think it's probably just like years of being on the internet and just hearing about people's opinions. Like sometimes I get very affected by them, but oftentimes I just have realized that like what people have to say about you reflects more on them. So it's really not worth getting worked up over. So
yeah.
Anyway, but obviously you're my best friend, so like I care what you say, and I do completely value your opinion and stuff. But I also feel like we didn't get into that many where we were like, oh no, you're this way. Oh no, I'm not. Like we were both.
Well, I think
like,
that's because we're not really we're not lying. Like if I would have put something that you told me, we're like, Sierra, that's not accurate, you would have told me. But I feel like we were pretty good at assessing our
strengths and even the
and
ones
weaknesses.
Where like, actually, I think you should maybe go one more this way. You know, like that's as much as it got.
Yeah.
So yeah, good for us. Love this for us.
I love this journey we're on. Yeah.
We really do. So thanks for listening, everyone. We will see you back here next week, or hear you, I suppose, because we do not have a video feature of this podcast, but
not yet. Someday, maybe.
Don't hold your breath. I'm sitting in a very dark room with very little light. Anyway, love you all. We really love the support. And if you did take this test with us, let us know what you got. If you were surprised by anything, which one of these you think was the most enlightening, or, you know, something that you hadn't thought about before, whatever it is, we'd love to hear your feedback. And, you know, just if you think this test is useful, or if there's other ones that are better, etc., let us know. So check us out on Instagram at fingerscrosspod.
At fingerscrosspod. And you can always send us an email, which is fingerscrosspod@gmail.com. And subscribe to the podcast. And if you're enjoying, you can rate us on Apple Podcasts. So thanks
you
for being here.
Absolutely can.
And we'll see you next week for a really feel-good holiday episode. I can't wait for that one. So tune in
next
week.
Next week is the holidays. Happy holidays, everyone.
Happy heckin' holidays. And with that,
keep your fingers crossed always.
Ho, ho, ho.